The number of homeless men, women, and children in Hillsborough County has stayed steady during the past 2 years. According to the Homeless Coalition of Hillsborough County, 9,566 people were counted by 200 volunteers spread out amongst Hillsborough County this past February. The count comes 2 years after the 2007 count, which reported 9,532 homeless people in the county. The homeless count is required by the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development to be completed by communities at least every 2 years. Ramey Nichols is the CEO of the Homeless Coalition of Hillsborough County. He says that even though the raw numbers haven't changed significantly in the past 2 years, that doesn't mean that there aren't more homeless in Hillsborough County.
One of the things that people need to be aware of is that while the count data doesn't show a significant increase in homelessness in our community, the federal law doesn't allow us to count families and individuals that are living doubled up in motels or other temporary non-homeless shelters. So say, for instance, that someone is living with a family member. We can't count that individual as homeless. And we know that many people that are seeking assistance are in those types of living situations. Unfortunately, we are not allowed to count those and include those in our numbers that we report.
In the numbers that you did release today, is there anything that stands out or surprising to you?
Well, we did see a significant increase in individuals that had a loss of income. The majority of the demographic data that we collected isn't statistically different from what was compared in 2007 numbers, but the number of homeless people with a source of income decreased by 16%, and those with income from employment decreased by 12%. And so we know that this decrease in homeless persons with income is not too much of a surprise based on the current unemployment rate. And with no income or income less than what we consider as a housing wage, which is $18.19 an hour for a modest two-bedroom apartment here in Hillsborough County, people are not able to sustain permanent housing and find themselves living on the streets.
We're speaking with Ramey Nichols. He's the CEO of the Homeless Coalition of Hillsborough County. Ramey, I understand that you did receive not too long ago some funding from the kickdown from the federal stimulus package. What are you guys going to be able to do with that money?
There is new money that's coming in called Homeless Prevention and Rapid Rehousing. We're working very closely with the City of Tampa and Hillsborough County government in dispersing those funds to individuals in our communities who would meet the definition that would include someone who is living doubled up, and then directly helping individuals who are already living on the streets. Between both of those funding sources, it's approximately $4 million that we'll be able to use over a 2 to 3 year time period. And so we hope that we can make some changes and assist individuals who are near homeless and homeless in our community.
We know there's an attempt by Catholic Charities to build a facility for the homeless in Hillsborough County that's still being negotiated. It may or may not happen in the county. If that were to go through, how would that affect the community there?
The individuals who would be located at that facility would be eligible for the rapid rehousing program, and that would allow them to move more quickly out of that location into permanent supportive housing and receive case management in an apartment located in the community somewhere.